It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This morning, American Airlines Flight 587 went down in the Rockaway section of Queens, a middle-class community near Kennedy Airport. 260 people were on board. Most of their bodies have been recovered. There are no known survivors. Six people who live in the area are missing. People in Queens have long lived with the knowledge that a plane from a nearby airport could crash in their neighborhood. Today, it finally happened, and it came at a time when New Yorkers are still grieving from the events of September 11th. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Rockaway sits on the distant fringes of the city, almost as far from the skyscrapers of Manhattan as you can get and still be in New York. With its detached single-family homes, it is in many ways more suburb than city, and with its proximity to the Atlantic Ocean, it has the quiet ambiance of a beach town after the season has ended. This morning, a crisp, windy autumn day, the calm of the neighborhood was suddenly and dramatically shattered. Billy Gratano was sitting in his cab when he heard the plane approach.
You heard a roar, and then you looked up and you saw the plane was in trouble. It was a fire. The engine was on fire. And then you could see him in trouble, and then you see something fall off, and then the plane make a complete loop, and then he went nose down.
Not far away, 15-year-old Joseph Bauman, a student at a nearby yeshiva, was heading to the barber's for a haircut when he heard the roar of the plane grow steadily louder.
As it was going down, I saw two pieces come from it. It was like a bomb or something. I don't know what it was. And one of the pieces had flames on them. And as soon as it hit the floor, it was like a mushroom of cloud. It was fire. We saw flames within the fire, within the smoke. And everyone started crying and yelling 911. I don't know what happened. As soon as I ran down to the bay.
One man who asked not to be identified said he was sitting in church with his wife when he heard two loud thuds. He said he first thought a gas pipe had exploded. Everyone looked around for a minute, and then the mass resumed.
All of a sudden, some young girl come running in and says, "Call 911. A plane went down." And everybody got out of the church, and we went out onto the street. All you could see was the black smoke in the air.
After he got outside, he said he realized the plane had landed just a half block away from his house, demolishing a neighbor's home and setting fire to several others. As fighter jets filled the sky, police quickly evacuated everyone from the area. Around noon today, he was standing outside a police barricade, looking down the street. In the distance, he could see fire trucks shooting plumes of water into the wreckage. This crash comes at a time when Rockaway is already recovering from another blow. The neighborhood is home to many firemen and police officers, and dozens of families in the neighborhood lost people in the September 11th collapse of the World Trade Center. Many other local residents worked in the complex. Eileen Ryan lives up the street from today's crash site.
Everyone's just so afraid, you know. Everyone down here has been hit so hard from the World Trade Center that it's so frightening, you know, and not knowing, you know, why the plane crashed, and it's so close, so we were so lucky, and you just thank God that it wasn't your home and your children. But you don't know who's been affected, and if you know them and whose families, it's just terrible.
Ryan was trembling as she stood watching the fire trucks. She had been asleep with her young daughter when the plane crashed. She said her house shook and a terrible sound filled the air. Before today, she said she was already worried about a plane crashing, but this was worse than she'd imagined.
We do live near Kennedy Airport, so you do hear the planes. You know, they seem close, but since this happened, every plane that you hear overhead, your heart stops a little, at least mine does. But this, I will never forget this noise for as long as I live.
Some residents said there was one thing to be thankful for. Because today was a holiday, local schools were closed, which may have relieved some of the anxiety parents felt in the moments after the crash. But for a neighborhood that is still holding funerals for those who died on September 11th, today's crash is one more terrible blow to absorb. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Rockaway, Queens.